This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at increasing funding for the Veterans Housing and Recovery Program after the closure of facilities in both Chippewa Falls and Green Bay. The proposed bill would create a new matching grant program that would provide nonprofits seeking to aid homeless veterans with $25 per day per veteran housed. The Veterans Housing and Recovery Program currently receives most of its funding through per diem payments from the federal government, as well as through the state's Veterans Trust Fund. The Dunn Energy Cooperative is inviting area residents to a ribbon-cutting ceremony for a new solar energy project. Organization officials will hold the ribbon-cutting ceremony for their fourth small-scale solar installation at 2 p.m. on Monday near Highway 29 and the intersection of County Roads M and X in the town of Wheaton. The new solar array sits on about 15 acres of land and will be owned and operated by One Energy. Dunn Energy Cooperative officials say the solar array will produce enough energy to power about 625 homes in the area. Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have already received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible, as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced a notable increase in the number of children being screened for lead exposure this year. According to a press release, about 26% more children under the age of 6 have been screened for lead exposure compared to last year. DHS officials shared the data to honor National Lead Poisoning Prevention Week. They say screening more kids for lead exposure allows state and local health departments to catch more cases of lead poisoning before they lead to serious health impacts for the kids. The Boys and Girls Clubs of the Greater Chippewa Valley are calling for support from the community amid a significant decrease in government funding. According to a press release, organization officials say they're facing critical gaps in the resources they typically provide for area families, limiting their ability to give kids a safe place to go after school. They're calling on community members, businesses, and other Chippewa Valley organizations to help out with donations, sponsor their programs, or just spread the word about their funding needs. The Menominee Market Food Co-op has awarded $2,000 in funding to the Sojourner House in Eau Claire through its community fund. The Sojourner House provides shelter for unhoused individuals in the Eau Claire area, and earlier this year, officials announced budget issues would force them to reduce their operations to just 6 months a year. Since then, the City of Eau Claire and a number of other area nonprofits have stepped up to provide additional funding to the Sojourner House to ensure it can continue serving people in need year-round. Rice Lake area residents are being invited to a few Halloween events beginning this weekend. The Rice Lake Main Street Association will host a trick-or-treating event in the downtown area on Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Cedar Mall and Cambridge Senior Living will also host their own trick-or-treating events for area kids on Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. On October 31st, Dove Healthcare in Rice Lake will host a Wizard of Oz-themed trick-or-treating event. The organized event are meant to give area families a safe place for their kids to fully enjoy the holiday. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state coalition in filing an amicus brief challenging the deployment of the National Guard in Chicago. According to a press release, the brief argues the Trump administration's deployment of the National Guard is unlawful, unconstitutional, and undemocratic. In a statement, Attorney General Call said allowing a president to deploy the military into cities over the objection of their governors would be fundamentally inconsistent with our system of government. Following Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call's decision to seek re-election in 2026, his Republican opponent from the 2022 election has announced he will also run again. On Tuesday, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney officially announced he will run for Attorney General in the 2026 election. Call narrowly defeated Toney in 2022 by about a 1.3% margin. In his announcement, Toney said his top priorities if elected would include addressing the fentanyl crisis, changing crime lab practices, and targeting violent crime in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has signed a pair of bipartisan bills aimed at bolstering EMS services. According to a press release, the bills aim to reduce financial barriers for residents pursuing a career in the field and increase the Medicaid reimbursement rate to reduce the financial burden for local governments and providers. Under the new laws, the Wisconsin Technical College System Board will award grant funding to technical colleges that offer an EMS program, and the Medicaid reimbursement rate for ambulance responses will increase to $175. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing at Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.